Today's message, we're in a little series called Keepsakes at Christmas. And the way we come up with our series is we chat. My wife and I, we talk, we have breakfast together, we think things through. Many times I'll reach out to our, our Roger and Alex and ask them for ideas and where can we go, and then we just start studying. We try to look at it, our scripture, from maybe a little different look, a little angle. This time I wanted to look at it as keepsakes. Sounds sort of nice as a series, keepsakes, but what does that mean? So we discuss what is a keepsake? What does that matter? It's something precious. It's something you would cherish. It's like a treasure. Thus, the treasure chest. Okay, Roger, can you give me a treasure chest? Yes, sir, I can give you a treasure chest. All right? I want that treasure chest to be able to open because there might be something inside that chest that we can use at Christmas. Amen? So the Christmas story, we've heard it time and time again. Is there something this Christmas I can pull out of that Christmas story and keep for me? Say, is there something I can cherish? So the first message, it was treasures for dispelling fear. And I tell you what, I got something out of that message. And you can go online, check it out, get the notes. It's great. A lot of good stuff. We saw it from a different angle. Mary and Joseph scared to death. We learned from them. Last week, treasures for developing faith. Okay? And we laid out some things. The Christmas story ought to bolster your faith. It didn't just happen, friend. It was crazy how this Christmas story came together. We even gave you a song. Remember last week? Crazy service? Yeah? This week ain't going to be crazy like that. I can't do one of those about every 6 months. Amen? But you know what we did? That service touched my heart, and it also touched many of your heart. You mailed these cards out, put them in Christmas cards, things that we gave away last week for your family. And also, I had our crew dub down that message on CD. They cleaned it up, put it a little shorter. It's about a 31-minute message, including the song at the end. And we've got them. They're beautifully done. We've got 100 of them out there free to give away today. So that message on last week, Treasures, the 12 Days of Christmas crazy song, amen? It's on that. It's free for you today. I want you to get one, okay, on the way out. Listen to it or give it to a family member and be encouraged. Here's the third message in the series we came up with this week. And that is treasures for discovering favor. Amen? Would you talk to me with that one? Come on. Treasures for discovering. One more time. Treasures for discovering. All right. Amen? What's favor mean? And I'm talking about God's favor. It's the kindness of God. It's the goodness of God. It's the graciousness of God. I want that on my life. Are you listening? Say, I want that. How can I get some more of that? Can I get some of that at Christmas time from this story? Boy, if I'm going to get some, I got to seek out some pretty smart people to help me get it. Wise men, yeah, let's go to them. They're pretty smart. Amen. Let's see what we can learn today. Treasures for discovering favor. You ready to roll, Rod? Here we go. Treasures for discovering favor. I want something that's shining. Come on, what is it? Let's talk about it. Here we go. Matthew 2, 1 through 8. If you have your Bible, turn there, or otherwise it'll be right up on the screen. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came, say it with me, one more time, wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, so where did they come from? They came from the east, most likely Persia, Iran. That was a long journey. That's quite a trip. Amen? So here they are. They've come from the east to Jerusalem, and they're saying, where is he that's born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the what? And we're come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem was troubled with him. This was a big deal, these dudes coming to town. Got it? Yes or no? All right. And when he gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, Herod demanded of them, where should Christ or Messiah be born? So he sought out religious leaders. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. The prophet's name is Micah. The verse is chapter 5, verse 2 in the book of Micah. And this is what the learned religious folk told Herod. Here's what the prophet says. Thou Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the who? There you go. Inquired of them diligently. What time did that star appear? When did you see that thing? And he sent the wise man, Herod did. Now I guess he's in charge, right? Because he was. To Bethlehem, which is only a few miles from Jerusalem, and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you found him, bring me word that I can come and worship him too. Huh is right. Okay? Treasures for developing favor. What does this have to do with anything like that? Let's learn. Here we go. Let's go with the message this morning. Let's learn from some who? I think if you're going to get some favor on your life, you're going to learn some things about God and how to get God's blessings on your life, it's a pretty good place to look right there. Wise men. I didn't call them wise men. That's what the Bible said they were. Amen? So let's look. And by the way, they traveled a long way to get here to tell us this story today. And 2,000 years later, they're still getting headlines, these fellas. Amen? So we can learn something today. Here we go. Treasures for discovering favor. Something I can get from the Christmas story that I can keep, that I can tuck inside of me, that can give me a good Christmas. That's what I want. Amen? Matthew 2, verse 9. We haven't even missed a verse yet in chapter 2. When they heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Can you see that part in yellow with me again? Say it with me. The star, which they saw in the east. Number one, treasure number one for developing favor, okay? This is my message. Tried my best this week to study, to hear something from the Lord, to be encouraged. And this encouraged me in my office, so I'm just giving it back to you. Amen? Number one, if you want to discover the favor of God in your life, you got to do like these boys did. Say it with me. They open their eyes. If you want to see good and have good come into your life, open up your eyes. Instead of looking down all the time. And I'm an expert at looking down, brother. Okay? Look up! I mean, it doesn't say there was a ton of these people that came all the way from the east. There was just a few of these guys. We think there was probably three because of the gifts that's mentioned that they give. I mean, think about it. They see something. They're looking up. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy. But you know what? They said it's worth it. And they saw something, and they were going to go for it. Amen? You're hearing me today. Open up your eyes. You want to experience in the favor of God in your life and develop the favor of God and discover it in your life, then you got to start looking up. Amen? They saw the star. So that's treasure number one for discovering favor. But now here's the big deal. This is what you must have. Say it with me. I must have. I didn't say a vision. Ooh, I had a vision last night. That ain't what I'm talking about. I must have what? If I want to discover the favor of God in my life, I've got to have vision. I've got to be looking for God. Okay? If you want to turn your face away from God, from the things of God, if you never want to read your Bible, I don't understand the Bible. Good, have a cruddy life. Excuse me. Open up the book. I might just learn something here. Amen? Say. I might just see something that can help me, that can change my life for crying out loud. But I'm going to have to take that initiative. Amen? You listening? Say. Well, I'm just a negative person. I've always just been a negative person. I don't like to look up. Sorry. Just be sad then. Go around blaming God how bad everything is. You'd be surprised. If you look for good, you just might find it. Amen? Say. Yeah, come on. Praise the Lord with me. Come on. The Christmas story, man. They saw the star, and they did something about it. They got their tail, and they started moving forward. Look up. If you want to discover the favor of God in your life, you must have vision. Amen? Number two. Here we go. Story's moving. Verse 10. We ain't even missed a verse. When they saw the star, would you say that part with me? They rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Say it with me one more time. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy. So treasure number one, they opened their eyes. I must have vision. Treasure number two, they opened their emotions. What's that mean, they rejoice with exceeding? You know what the word rejoice means in the language right here in the New Testament? It means to leap. Yeah. But it didn't just say that. It says they rejoice. Wait. To leap. But they rejoice with exceeding great joy. You know what they did? They went, woo, amen. Yeah, baby, all right. This is awesome. Look at this. Can you believe it, man? Yeah, emotions. I want the favor of God in my life. Then get with the program. Get up. That's what we need to have here at Fellowship. It needs to be an up place. I'm not talking about, though, some manufactured up mess. That ain't what I want, okay? It's not what I want. But I'm telling you what, it's an attitude change in you. It's God getting inside of you. And you being excited about the chance that somebody took the time, my wife did it, to make those invitations for you to give out to somebody to give away at Christmas Eve, for Christmas Eve. So you think it just happened? We got them offline or something? Takes time. Amen? Somebody else cut them. Somebody else folded them. Oh, I don't know. That's just one little thing. Y'all hearing me say? You grow a church inviting people to church. It's what keeps me getting up every day and serving God. One of my biggest battles I face as a pastor is doing the same thing every Sunday. I've been doing it for years. I still use the same book. It's called the Bible. I don't have a new book. But you know, I have to keep doing, It's called the favor of God. I've got to have His favor on my life. There's no way I can do it without that. So how do I get it? I got to look up. I got to have vision. Second way, I've got to open up my emotions. People, number one thing people tell me when they come to Fellowship Church to me, you're excited. That's one of the best things you could ever tell me. You have a lot of energy. One of the best things you could ever tell me. If you come to this church and see me excited about what we're doing here, that's probably good for Fellowship Church. It's good for our community. It's good for us. Amen? So if I want to have God's favor in my life, then guess what? They rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Well, how do I get that, preacher? Well, you were lost and on your way to a devil's hell. And God loved you so much that He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for you. He rose from the dead for you. Your sins have been forgiven if you put your faith and trust in Him. But I'm not very excited. Then you're an ingrate. Get excited about what God, your sins are forgiven, man. You have the Word of the living God. Over centuries, many, many centuries, that book was put together so it's precious, so you could have. The Bible actually says that the Word of God, God spoke through men. He actually breathed His Word through them, and they wrote the Word down. You have that precious book. We have a Savior sitting at the right hand of God the Father. I can pray to. He takes my request right there. My Savior does. I have the Holy Spirit, the living God, who lives inside of me. Amen? But no, I can't get excited. Then don't expect God to do squat in your life. Amen? They opened up their emotions. Even when I put that on the screen, I was thinking when I was writing my notes, some people are going to say, oh, Clark's going charismatic. He's crazy. That's how stupid we are to think that we can serve God without emotions or being excited. That is the dumbest thing on planet Earth. We ought to be excited about the things of God. Amen? The day I stop being excited about what God's doing at Fellowship Church is the day this church starts to die. Amen? So I want to pass it on to you, baby. Get some excitement in your life. Amen? That's what I'm talking about. Come on. I love it. So What's treasure number one? I must have vision. Treasure number two for discovering the favor of God, I must have enthusiasm about the things of God. Amen? I'm excited. Hey, there's challenges facing us ahead building this building. Don't come up to me and tell me I can't do it. That's the dumbest. You need to come up and say, we can do it. You need to go come up to me and say, sick them. Go get them. Amen? That's what I need. What happened? Is it? Oh, thank you, dear. She didn't want me to fall. Amen? Number one, I must have vision. Number two, I must have. Were the wise men enthusiastic according to the scriptures, yes or no? How many saw these fellows coming in all the time in the play? They like this. That's not the word. These rascals have traveled all the way from way over yonder. They finally got here. Told you, look at it. They thought we were crazy leaving like we did. Look at it. Woo! Amen? We don't think that way, man. Here we go. Treasure number three. So they open their eyes, they open their hearts. You need to have vision, you need to have enthusiasm for the favor of God. Matthew 2:11. And when they were come into the house, shoot, it sounded like all this stuff's happening out in the yard. Doesn't it say? Whoa. They saw the young child with Mary, his mother. They fell down and worshiped him. Would you say that yellow part with me? They saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. Treasure number three. We're just reading the Bible. They open their hearts. They open their eyes. And friend, that's step one for you ever finding God in your life. Open your eyes. Go down to the beach. Look up in the stars. Man, we have a great God. Somebody made all this. Amen? And then once you get to that, when you're going to start to get excited that there is a God. Amen? And then you'll get on that journey and you'll find his name is Jesus. God loved you so much. Amen? And open your heart to him. That's what they did. They opened their hearts. This word worship is very interesting. Hang on just a second. This word worship, they fell down in what? The word worship means to turn your face toward God. The word worship, it literally means to turn your face toward someone. So here's somebody's face, and here's your face. And you turn your face towards that face. But wait a minute, that's not the end of the word. The word then means to open up your mouth. To turn your face towards that face, open up your mouth, and to kiss toward that person. That's what the word worship means. To kiss toward. I mean, some of us are so funny, we don't want no germs getting on us, right? Don't be putting your mouth on me. Don't be getting no spit on me. Don't be doing nothing like that on me. Get all up in my face. Right? But listen, but it's, we fall in love with somebody like I did with my wife, Joy. Hey, you couldn't keep me off of her. Kiss, 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 kiss all over. You know why? You know why? Because I opened up my heart to her. You understand? Don't be surprised that God doesn't, you don't feel the kindness and goodness of God in your life if you haven't opened up your heart to him. If you haven't turned your face toward his face. Turning your face toward his face means turning your face away from the world. Turning your face away from anything that's not him. And kiss toward him. Amen? I'm trying to get the favor of God on my life. I've got to have vision. Man, I've got to have enthusiasm. Okay? I've got to open my eyes, man. My emotions. I've got to open up my heart. What's the third thing? Here it is. I must have, pop it up, intimacy with God. Amen? Sometimes we think we can watch a TV show or Christian TV or something like that, or we can send in for a little handkerchief or something, or whatever. Or we can just start doing something because somebody told us to do it, and we're going to get close to God. Friend, you have to turn your face toward God. You have to get intimate with God. You have to kiss toward Him. You have to worship Him. Amen? If you're going to get intimate, I can't do that for you. No TV preacher's ever going to do it for you. Forget it. It ain't happening. Amen? You can do that, though. But you're going to have to make that effort. Okay? I thought the favor of God was a magic wand that God just waves in heaven and all this angel dust falls on me. No. It's all biblical, and it's all the time that way. It was way back in when with the wise men. Amen? These guys, they worshiped Him. Intimacy. If I want the favor of God in my life, I've got to have time with Him. Church does matter. Amen? Yes or no? Prayer does matter. These things matter. Why? Because it matters to Him. If it matters to Him, it should matter to me. If I want to have His blessing in my life. Amen? That's what we're talking about. The fourth one. Verse 11. And when they opened their treasures, say it with me. They presented Him. One more time. They presented Him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So, what's the next one? Here it is. What's the next thing they must do, or that you and I must do? They open their what? So let's review. They open their emotions. They open their hearts. They open their what? Treasures. Look at it. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold was their income. Oh, I want the blessing of God in my life. Then start proving it with your income, giving to the things of God, to the work of God. That's up to you. If you don't do it cheerfully, forget it. None of this is going to work. But if you open up your income to God and start giving Him from your treasures, He'll bless you. I believe it. Amen? Frankincense was incense. This was used in temple worship, by the way. This is what they gave the family of Jesus, and Jesus gave Him gold. They gave Him incense that was used in temple worship. Gold, something you give to a king. Frankincense, something you'd give to a priest. And then they gave Him myrrh. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What's myrrh for? Myrrh was used to embalm bodies, to wrap bodies. It was a fragrance. That was the number one thing it was used for. What a dumb gift. Say, try that when you go to a baby shower. Give a little baby a casket. Here, bought you this. What? He was king. He was priest. But you know also, he was a person. He's just made just like you and me. Amen? So these are the things that they gave out of their treasures. Myrrh, by the way, it means, can you say that with me? To what? Crush. Matter of fact, in the book of Revelation, the second of the seven churches of the book of Revelation, the second one is Smyrna. Smyrna. It's the suffering church. It means to suffer. It means to crush. That's what that word means. Matter of fact, it's the only thing other than Jesus' mama, I think, that was there with Jesus at both His birth and His death. Myrrh. They gave it to Him here. And at His death, look, and after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and he took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at first came to Jesus by night. And they brought a mixture of myrrh and about 100-pound weight. Then they took the body of Jesus. They wound it in linen clothes with these spices as the manner of the Jews was to bury. Amen? So these are the things they opened their treasures. They came all the way from the east with this stuff. And they get there to present Him out of their treasures, gold, frankincense, and what? Myrrh. Let's keep looking. Gold. As of Friday, the price of gold was $1,112.40 an ounce. I don't believe the wise men came all the way from the east, carrying an ounce of gold. Amen? God is a great God. He's an awesome, omniscient God. He knew everything that was going to take place. I personally believe it was a substantial amount of gold. Let's look at it. A small 8-inch by 8-inch chest, if it was about this big, like that, would hold about 50 pounds of gold. In today's value, this economy, it'd be worth $880,000. Have you ever thought about that? Here's the manger. They ain't even got no place to have the kid. And these folks are showing up. It is a little bit later on. The child has grown a little bit according to the text. Small child, infant, a little bit older. So they come and give him gold. If it was an 8-inch by 8-inch, I mean, that's a lot of money. Maybe not as much as today's value, but it was still a lot of money. Amen? Say. Sure it was. Frankincense and myrrh. They were also very valuable because they were very rare. So each of them presented Jesus and his family very valuable gifts. I'm talking about opening up the treasures, what I'm talking about. Why the gifts? It's a good question, isn't it? Why did they give him that? You ever thought about it? Or just watch the play and let it go on? Why did they give him gold, frankincense, and myrrh? Read the scripture. And when they were departed, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, Joseph, take the young child," a little bit older Jesus right here, "and his mother, and flee into Egypt. And be thou there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him, to kill him. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and they departed into" where? "And they were there until the death of Herod." How long? A while. "That it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt I've called my son." Why the gifts? Did I lose you this morning in the message or no? Why the gifts? Here's the reason. Pop it up. The expense of Egypt. They go down here because they're supposed to register and do the taxation thing. That's why he was born in Bethlehem, but we know it wasn't because of that. It's because God foreknew everything, and that's why it happened the way it happened. Hundreds of years before this ever happened, God prophesied it would be this way. But now they got to go to Egypt. What? Yeah. "And I'm taking care of you." Okay? The expense of Egypt. So this money that they got, these treasures that they got, was plenty to take care of their moving expense, their living expense, and how about this one? Security expense. You can travel over there right now, buddy, and if you got you some dollar bills and some money like that, you can do anything, get anywhere, you can buy anything, you can get security guards, you can get anything. Amen? Who knows the security guards that they might have needed to have to protect that young child? I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here. Amen? Why the gifts? Pop it up. God promised he'd take care of them. God provided everything they needed, and God protected his son. Amen? Don't you want that on your life? Amen? How do I discover this favor from God? Number one, I must have vision. Number two, I must be enthusiastic. I must be enthusiastic. Number three, I must have intimacy with God. Number four, pop it up. I must have generosity. These wise men were very what? Generous. You want the favor of God on you? Isn't it funny how we do that? God bless me. Hey, man. Hold your kindness to me, God. Hey, man. Stingy as the day is long. And God doesn't answer your prayers. God doesn't bless you. And so then you go bad-mouthing God or run to the church to meet your needs. Excuse me, it ain't happening. That's ugly, ain't it? You need to get to the place in your life where you are generous. Amen? I wish some of you would just get a hold of this message. I wish some of you would look at your treasures. I wish some of you would say, you know what? I want to make a difference on planet Earth. I'd love to help Fellowship Church and be able to build this building debt-free for the glory of God. And we will build it debt-free for the glory of God. We're going to do that. It's going to happen. If I have a few, it'll be a few. If we have a lot, it'll be a lot. But that's my mission in life. I got my mission. I'm on it. Like a dog on a bone. It's what I'm doing. Amen? I'd love for some of you, your heart to be touched this Christmas season. Just touched. Because you want God's blessing in your life. He's a great God. Leap, man. Give your heart to him. Open it up. And if you do that, I got no problem. He is going to get your billfold. Amen? Ooh, preacher. If God doesn't have your heart, we don't want your billfold. Got it? Say. That's hard preaching, but boy, you need that. Otherwise, this message is no different than just some kind of crazy TV evangelist junk. That's not what we're putting on the screen today. Y'all listening? Yes or no? Here we go. Last one. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, the wise men, they were warned of God in a what? Dream. Okay? Seems like so far they just saw something and they moved. Is that correct? And then they get information. They had to go and ask questions of people. Is that correct? And then they had to talk to Herod. Is that right? But wait a minute. Now God is warning these wise men in a what? That they should not return to Herod. And say that with me. They departed then, listen, into their own country another way. What's this about? Pop it up. They opened their spirit. So it started out, if I'm reviewing, I opened my eyes, opened my emotions, opened my heart, opened my treasures, opened my spirit. And I start going another way. I live another way. I'm changed. That's what the kindness and blessing of God and favor of God. Never once in this message have I said, you're going to get rich. That's crazy. That's not what I want for you. I want you changed. I want you going another way in your life. That's what the favor of God will do for you. Amen? Following Jesus Christ. Change your whole world. Change your whole life. Let's look. This is the last one. I must have what? Let's review. I must have vision. I must have emotion. I must have intimacy. I must have generosity. I must have discernment. If you want the blessing and the kindness of God and His favor to fall on you, and if you want to discover it, then you've got to get into the Word of God. You need to start eating that word. And I tell you what, don't doubt you're going to start making good decisions. You're going to start making better decisions than you've ever made in your life. And God's blessings are going to start to flow in your life. And this ain't some gobbledygook message. This is just the truth. Amen? Yes or no? Just the way it is. It's not rocket science. Open up your spirit to God. I'm not talking about sitting somewhere, humming somewhere on the beach. What good's that? If you don't know something, you can hum till the cows come home. Put something inside your brain from the Word of God. I call it this. Give God the Holy Spirit something to work with. But if there's zero up here, don't expect just zeros just to keep coming out. You start to get in that book. Open your spirit. To what thus says, here's what the Bible says in those last part of Revelation of those churches. He that hath a what? Ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. Open your spirit to God, to His Word, to prayer. And I guarantee it, you're going to be smarter than you've ever been in your life. You're going to start making better decisions, and it's just going to change your life. Did y'all get the message today? Here it is. Quickly, vision. I'll open my eyes. Enthusiasm. I'll open my emotions. Intimacy. I'll open my heart. Generosity. I'll open my treasures. Discernment. I will open my spirit. Amen? That's the plan. That's what I want. That's my wish for you this Christmas. Amen. Don't you think you'd have a good Christmas? Amen. Did y'all receive that at all today, that message today? Let's praise the Lord if you did. Amen. Good word. That was a good word because I'm getting it on the stage with you as I'm doing this. I'm just studying up here with you. All right? Number 624, would you stand with me, please? And hang in here in the house with me just as I close the sermon right here. A lot of churches that you've been to give you a benediction or a blessing. This is right from the Bible. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. Now remember, you've got to turn it toward him now, amen? The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Pop that back up, Roger. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Would y'all say that to me? I need that. Would y'all repeat that back to me? Or look at a neighbor and tell a neighbor that? Can y'all do that with me? I know it's hard because the screen's up there and you might not know it. But I'll receive that blessing from you today. Would we say that together? Come on. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Would you do it? Does that make you feel good? Can we say it one more time? That's the favor of God. That's the kindness of God. This is in the Word of God. This is what God wants for you. Don't you want that? Then get positioned where you got to get this. Amen? Learn from some pretty smart rascals, the wise men. Amen? Smarter than I'll ever be. One more time. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Father, thank you for your word this morning. I pray, Lord, it'll find good ground now in our heart. That's our prayer. Oh, God, I pray for someone in our midst today, perhaps many, Lord. If they were to die today, they do not know they'd go to heaven. They do not have that peace that you want to give them. Oh, God, I pray today would be the day that they would respond and say yes to Jesus Christ. This most wonderful gift that's ever been given. I pray they'd receive Jesus today. Help us, Lord, as we take a little time to reflect in Jesus' name. Amen. Ask you to stay.